The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 26th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, the Apollo 15 mission to the moon lifted off, the first moonshot to include a lunar rover, allowing the crew to drive some distance from their landing vehicle.
15 seconds, guidance internal, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9... 8, ignition sequence start, engines on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all engines running, launch commit, liftoff, we have liftoff at 9:34 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The tower is clear.
And we have a roll program.
Roger.
You have Petra and all the lines.
David Scott and James Irwin became the seventh and eighth men to walk on the moon, exploring the mountains of the Hadley Rill. In 1963, the first geosynchronous satellite was launched, SYNCOM 2. It was an experimental communications satellite placed in an orbit that kept it more or less over the same region of Earth's surface at all times, with some minor changes in position. In 2005, Discovery returned the shuttle program to space after more than 2 years grounded in the wake of the Columbia disaster.
Brain systems arm, T-minus 10 seconds, go for main engine start, 7, 6, 5, 3 engines up and burning, 3, 2, 1... And liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, beginning America's new journey to the moon, Mars, and beyond. And the vehicle has cleared the tower.
Houston's now controlling. Commander Ollie Collins confirming Discovery's rolling onto a course for rendezvous with the International Space Station. Traveling 400 miles per hour.
This flight to the International Space Station was the first to institute the slow somersault, referred to by NASA as the rendezvous pitch maneuver, allowing astronauts on the station to inspect the shuttle for damage from every angle, hopefully preventing the loss of another vehicle.
Hey, Houston, are you receiving the view of the station rising?
Discovery, we are. It's a beauty.
Okay, great.
Okay, John, how did the pictures go from your end?
Well, we're downloading both cards right now. I thought the process went real fine. Neither of us saw anything alarming, and we'll have some pictures.
This is Mission Control Houston. Lead Flight Director Paul Hill now polling his team of flight controllers to get a go for docking, now just 48 minutes away.
Ironically, though, Discovery's external fuel tank still ejected foam, and a few other problems arose with the shuttle's heat shield that required a risky, first-of-its-kind in-orbit repair job. Aldous Huxley, author of the novel Brave New World, was born on this day in 1894. Stanley Kubrick, director of 2001, A Clockwork Orange, and Dr. Strangelove, among many other influential films, was born on this day in 1928. Ironically, Peter Hyams, who adapted and directed the 2001 sequel 2010 for the big screen, was born the same day in 1943.
In the very near future, a small group of Americans and Russians set out on the greatest adventure of them all. To see if there's life beyond the stars.
You see, something's going to happen.
What?
Something wonderful.
2010, the year we make contact. Ray G.
And on this day in 1945, one of 2010's stars, Helen Mirren, was born.
I didn't know you brought liquor on board. It is forbidden.
Think I'd set foot on this tub sober? Come on, try it. Can't beat the taste of alcohol and plastic.
You think I was wrong to send Max?
Doesn't matter what I think.
You think I was wrong. So what else do they do in Kentucky?
They have a big, big horse race. They play very good basketball. They have babies like everyone else.
That sounds like a nice place.
Nana Visitor, Star Trek Deep Space Nine's Major Kira, was born today in 1957.
I need to borrow a runabout.
For what?
You really don't want to ask me that.
It's too late. I already asked.
You don't want to know the answer.
Major, I can't loan you a Starfleet runabout without knowing where you plan on taking it.
To Cardassia 4 to rescue a Bajoran prisoner of war.
You're right. I wish you hadn't told me.
Do you see this? That is the insignia of Lee Malice.
The resistance leader?
The greatest we ever had. His victory over Gul Zarael in hand-to-hand combat.
Major, I have already heard the story. Wasn't he reported killed in action?
His body was never found. Look, Commander, I wouldn't be asking you this if I thought there was any other way to rescue Lee. But Bajoran ships just don't have the maneuverability or the defensive capabilities to get me safely in and out of Cardassian territory.
And on this day in 2012, Mary Tam, the first actress to play the Doctor's Time Lady companion Romana on Doctor Who, died. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor Dot Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Come in, see the escape pod landing, prone seeker. The logbook.com escape pod was written and prone to spiral pain.